And you're welcome back. Now, I think we need a track to get us in the mood for the next topic.
Oh, come on.
Now, we're only missing the glow sticks in this studio. Unusually, in the Late Debate studio, we have a number of people who were very recently in nightclubs. Kira, you were very recently in a nightclub.
I was, yeah. And I actually, the thought of the nightclubs next year not closing until 6 a.m. frightens me a little, because I'm the first person on the dance floor and last person off, so I'll have blisters on my feet for days. But yeah, obviously it's really good for the nighttime economy, I think, for young people in particular, the younger generation, and for the move that the government has made seems to be broadly welcomed in comparison and bringing in the opening
and
hours.
And just if anyone's living under a stone all day, to remind them what the changes are going to be.
Legislation hopefully to be enacted next year, we'll see pubs open from 10 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. 7 days a week, and it will see nightclubs with the option to open till 6 a.m. Which is obviously a huge change for Ireland to consider, and I think it's 2:30 or 3 o'clock they have to get a bar extension if they want to if they want to stay open any longer. And obviously Helen McEntee made this point, which was quite shocking to me, that 20 years ago there were 500 nightclubs and now there's only 200 in the country.
Yeah, it's 90. There's only
90, 200.
Which is really, like, it's a massive change in nighttime culture.
To be honest, like, I'm Galway City, and I went to NUIG. And when I was in NUIG, there were a load of nightclubs and you had your pick. And every Monday night was one club, Tuesday a different one, Wednesday a different one. And now there's none.
I saw Pat McGrath on the news this evening saying there was 11 nightclubs on the go same time in Salt Hill.
In Salt Hill. Well,
back
that was before
day.
My day.
Yeah.
But it was city centre in my time. But, you know, I actually always really felt sorry for students that they didn't have the nightclubs, because, you know, it was an integral part of what we used to do, you know, when we were in our college days. So I think it'll be interesting. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see the legislation. I do also acknowledge the fact, though, because if you look at Galway City, for example, you know, families do live in the city near those clubs. So we do have to look at that. But my mum's from Berlin, and I spent a lot of time in a lot of nightclubs in Berlin as well.
That's a city for clubs now, yeah.
Till 6 a.m. and that. So, I mean.
So you're not at all worried about the stamina issue here?
For me now, 100%. I'm going straight to bed after this. But I think that, obviously we'll have to look at the legislation, and we will have to, like, genuinely acknowledge the fact that, you know, families have to live beside this, and we need to make sure that
also,
they're involved in the
conversation. £2 million announced in funding for soundproofing venues as well, so that may help the aspect of you know, people that are living in cities and stuff like that. And you know, there was more kind of detail in that was announced today, which as well was obviously very welcomed, particularly about the venues are going to be required to have CCTV, and that there's changes also coming that if a bar or premises doesn't look after staff or customers that are sexually assaulted, that they face losing their licence. I think that's a major move as well, as under the change into the opening hours.
And Annie Ahoy, just mentioning that about staff, it's going to be a struggle, isn't it, to get, we already know that the hospitality industry is really struggling with staff, to staff people, get people to work until that hour. And then how would you get people home safely if you're on until that hour of the night?
Well, you need to pay people a living wage. And I think the living wage is $13.85 now. And if this can't just be an announcement that they're going to extend hours, like, there needs to be a proper, you know, transport scheme. And I'm not just talking about Nightlink. I'm talking about 24-hour bus services. Buses. And not just in Dublin, all around the country. You know, there needs to be really good investment in rural Hackney schemes, you know, if it's not feasible to put on the same level of public transport. And I think the idea around, like, a purple, you know, the purple flag status. So there's a couple of them up in Northern Ireland and a couple of them down here, which is towns that are really good at effectively taking care of their nighttime economy. You know, that they've got plans in place. There's good community, this, that and the other. Like, this is a good, safe place to go out in the nighttime economy. It's managed well, it's looked after well. And these are all things that have to come with this. It can't just be extension and off we go. You've got to have your transport, you've got to have your living wage, you've got to have
the
safety.
Well, what about, this is a tweet, from Sean, nighttime economy. Was it broadly welcomed by the Gardaí, nurses, etc., who will have to deal with the damage caused by the extended opening hours?
See, there's going to be an increase there. And isn't it quite jarring considering the conversation that we all had last week about O'Connell Street? And, you know, it just, like, as a young woman, I wouldn't walk down O'Connell Street at night. It's impossible to get a taxi home. And even if a taxi driver does pull up and I tell them where I live too close by, so I don't have a hope of getting home. So the thing about the staggering closing hours, I think may be beneficial in that sense that you don't have, you know, large volumes of people coming out into the streets, that they're all going home at 2:30, that it will obviously, please God, it will help that issue, because it's I don't think the government understand, I don't actually think you realise the difficulties of trying to get home on a night out, so much so that people, young people are saying, we're not going out because it's too dangerous to come home and we'd rather stay at home. So major issues actually need to come your right, Annie, with this.
In terms of managing everything around it. Christopher, when was the last time you were in a nightclub?
This year, yeah, definitely. By the way, I love Mairead's ambition about turning Galway City into like a Berlin themed nightclub.
Berkheim number two, I don't know.
Themed nightclub that never close. And
don't knock it.
That sounds amazing. No, I really welcome this, and I appreciate all the difficulties that have to be earned out. But for a couple of reasons, nightlife, I would say generally in Ireland, not just Dublin City, in our towns as well, isn't what it used to be. Certainly not in my day when I was an avid nightclub goer. Also, I actually totally agree with Ciara in terms of the antisocial behaviour aspect of it. I think we all remember times when closing time comes and we're all being herded towards the front door, and there's always one guy who's had a few too many giving the bouncer lip, and it just creates issues. And at the risk of embarrassing myself on the national airway, my mother would always say to me, you know, stay away from the chipper. Because she felt that's where all the trouble happened, because everybody
was dumped out onto
the street at the same time, all to the chipper, and that's where the hassle happened. So I think there's a lot of positive aspects. There's going to be challenges, but I don't think those challenges should dissuade us from trying this out.
Regarding the staff, it's interesting because obviously the point Danny made, like, and it is so difficult. Every cafe or pub restaurant you pass by, there is a sign up looking for staff, and you just have to wonder how the industry itself is going to have to adapt to this. Are they going to have to bring in two changes regarding, you know, the shifts that workers have? If you're staying open till 6 o'clock in the morning, does someone start at midnight and work till 6? It's just impossible to know. So obviously there's going to have to be major consultation with stakeholders here. And I think that point was made in the radio today regarding staff.
Do we have the kind of drinking culture that can support openings till 6 a.m?
Yeah.
Is that something? I mean, I know, as you said, Berlin, anyone who's you know, been around Europe or around the world will know that's perfectly normal in most cities to have, you know, almost 24/7 open hours. But we don't, do we drink like normal cultures here?
We've created, I think, a bit of a condensed drinking culture with the, you know, you have to get your stuff done by 10 o'clock and sure, costume wants to drink out, so we'll knock everything back before we get in. And we've actually kind of created the, so I think this is actually giving us an opportunity. Like, let me tell you, I've been in every nightclub from Paris to Berlin and every disco in between. I have been, you know, we've been in all of them, and they've managed fine. It was actually quite a relief to, you know, you weren't being shoved out the door. You could kind of go, quite frankly, at your leisure. The night elves were having a great old time because they could leave, you know. I know I'm being somewhat flippant, but maybe this is time actually that we do have a conversation about what our drinking culture looks like, because I do feel like it's condensed. You know, things in place to try, you know, to try and stop people buying alcohol throughout the night and stuff like that. And yet we then have people rushing to buy. And that's been embedded into people for a really long time, that you have to get your alcohol before 10 o'clock, drink it at home because it's too expensive to go out. So I think there does need to be a conversation about what actual night culture looks like for Irish people. Not just saying
they have a more mature attitude in the context.
Yeah.
That's where they have the clubs.
This is an opportunity for us to, you know, we have a bit of a grown-up attitude.
One way that we are very different to Berlin, and look, just in case anybody in Galway City Centre is listening and thinks I'm going to change it into Berlin, do not worry. But I think one thing, though, that if we look at those kind of European cities, and that, you know, there's public transport going all night. Like, I was a student in Berlin, and as part of your matriculation, you got free public transport for the entire year. So me and my friends, if we were heading on a night out, like, we would be using, you know, the trams, we'd be using the underground, all that kind of thing. It was very safe, and it worked really well. And it's something that I've, like, long actually really been advocating for, is the concept of having a night bus Like, I'm delighted that there's 24-hour buses in Dublin. Good for them. But we also need that in other areas, and we need to look at that in kind of more rural towns as well.
Another tweet here from Howard. Came out of a bar in Vienna late recently, and we were asked by the doorman to be quiet as it was a residential area. There were no issues. Can we not do the same here?
Yeah.
I wonder, is there any chippers around the bars in Vienna?
Well, now, it is the case as well, I suppose. Just anecdotally, and there is figures to show that younger people actually don't drink as much anymore. They're more into their health, their well-being and their fitness. However, for the other generations, even I would have some concern about it's the volume of consumption that I think Irish people generally have an issue with. And I would be worried about that, because it seems, well, so many people may not be able to pace themselves throughout the night. And then I think there may need to be, you know, I don't know, a refresh of training for bar staff or something. That at what point do you stop serving people drink in big venues? And then obviously security presence, and that's required as well. There's Helen McEntee announced today that obviously the CCTV is going to have to be required in these premises, as well as security staff properly trained. So there's a lot of moving parts to it, but that's the one concern I think I probably would have about the volume of consumption over the extended opening hours.